a Midwest grocery store chain to employ armed guards. No, really. It's the Business News headlines for Thursday, the 30th day of December. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, the markets fell. And by the way, did you know that today is National Bacon Day? We've got news and deals for you. Senator Bernie Sanders is urging Warren Buffett to get involved in a strike. More news from the airlines and their workers. The CDC is saying no cruise ships for you, no matter your vaccination status. We've got the Wall Street Report, and renewed COVID cases might put some of those healthy New Year's resolutions on hold. We'll tell you about that as well. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and if you want to reach us on Twitter, you can do that easy peasy at IOB_NewsHour. Well, just a few days after Hy-Vee, a West Des Moines, Iowa-based grocery store chain, announced it would be expanding into Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama, has said it will also be hiring and stationing armed security details at its stores. In a press release, the grocer said the new retail security team will be present during operating hours to, quote, add an extra level of safety for customers and employees, end quote. The company currently has 285 locations in multiple Midwestern states. Wall Street couldn't hold it together on this, the next-to-last trading day of 2021, and closed down after giving up gains late in the trading session, denying the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average new record highs. Earlier in the day, the benchmark index appeared poised to notch its 71st record close of the year. The Dow also retreated from a fresh high, snapping its six-day winning streak. The stock market will have one more chance to finish the year on a high note. It will be open on New Year's Eve, despite it being a federal holiday. And I will share those closing numbers from today with you in just a bit. Well, we wouldn't want you to miss out on National Bacon Day. USA Today is reporting that National Bacon Day, which according to the Bacon Day website, was created by Dana Goodman and Murph Leonard, who came up with the day as a way to celebrate bacon and, yeah, you got it, The Simpsons. The day is held annually on December 30th, and we've rounded up some deals and ongoing offers available at restaurants nationwide. So here you go. Through Sunday, January 2nd, you can get a free Baconator fry with any purchase on the Wendy's app. According to the fine print, the offer is not valid within a combo or any other offer. You can watch for Jimmy Dean's free bacon alert post on Twitter at Jimmy Dean, then retweet with the hashtag Jimmy Dean has bacon and hashtag sweepstakes for the chance to win a free pack. The McDonald's app has various free food offers and deals Thursday, including free hotcakes with a minimum $1 purchase during breakfast, $1 large fries, and buy one, get one free deals. Offers and daily deals can vary by account and region. For Boston Market's 36th anniversary today, get a whole rotisserie chicken, large side, or whole apple pie for $3.60 each. Limit two of each at the discounted price while supplies last. You can find the coupon at bostonmarket.com. Through Friday, order any Taco Bell $2 burrito on the app and earn a free Fiesta veggie burrito, offer to redeem on Saturday through January 15. Burger King Royal Perks members can choose from a selection of deals on the app today. New users can get a free croissant sandwich Whopper or original chicken sandwich with a $3 or more purchase. Krispy Kreme is ringing in 2020 with a sweet donut deal dubbed Raise a Glazed. You can get two original glazed dozens for $12 Thursday through Sunday, January 2nd. And finally, As you know, Krispy Kreme's vaccine incentive that was started back in March is scheduled to end tomorrow, the 31st. Bring a valid COVID-19 vaccination card for a free glazed donut. See all the stuff you learn when you listen to this? Warren Buffett has rejected Senator Bernie Sanders' urging to get involved in a strike. The Associated Press is reporting that several hundred striking workers at a manufacturing facility owned by Berkshire Hathaway have picked up some high-profile support from U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, but the company's CEO, Warren Buffett, has declined to get involved in the contract dispute. Sanders, who has been a longtime supporter of labor unions, sent a letter to Buffett this week urging him to intervene in the dispute between Berkshire's Precision Cast Parts Unit and the United Steelworkers Local 40 Union in West Virginia to make sure workers get a fair contract. This from the letter, quote, "At a time when this company and Berkshire Hathaway are both doing very well, there is no reason why workers employed by you should be worrying about whether they'll be able to feed their children or have health care. There is no reason why the standard of living of those hardworking Americans should decline. I know that you and Berkshire Hathaway can do better than that." End quote from Bernie Sanders' letter. The strike includes roughly 450 workers who have been on the picket line outside of the special metals plant in Huntington, West Virginia, since October 1st. The facility makes specialized alloys that are used in military jet engines, commercial planes, spacecraft, and other equipment used in high-temperature, high-pressure environments. Sanders said workers at Berkshire's 90-odd companies shouldn't have to make major concessions this year when the conglomerate reported a $10 billion profit in its most recent quarter. Buffett has long said that he allows the companies Berkshire owns to largely operate independently once he names their CEOs. Buffett focuses on finding the best way to invest Berkshire's roughly $150 billion in cash while staying out of the day-to-day operations of the Omaha, Nebraska-based company's subsidiaries. Some airline personnel have had it with unruly passengers and COVID, and they are done working overtime. Reuters is reporting that U.S. airline cabin crew, pilots, and support staff are reluctant to work overtime during the holiday travel season despite being lured with hefty financial incentives. Why? Well, because of the growing fear of contracting COVID-19 and the prospect of dealing with unruly passengers. This is all from three airline unions. That reluctance, combined with bad weather and tight staffing at pandemic-battered airlines, led to massive flight cancellations over the past week. The issues will likely result in more strain in the weeks ahead as the spread of the Omicron variant accelerates. The airline sector is also feeling added pressure as employment numbers still trail pre-pandemic levels, but the total hours worked by fewer staff has almost fully rebounded. In other words, longer hours, fewer staff. We're seeing this at a host of industries. And it's no wonder people are voluntarily quitting. If you're planning on taking a cruise, be advised that the CDC is saying you should avoid doing so, regardless of your vaccination status. The agency is observing dozens of cruise ships that have had COVID outbreaks. Between December 15 and the 29th, cruise ships in U.S. waters had reported about 5,000 COVID cases to the CDC. Stocks in the U.S. fell today, ahead of the final trading day for 2021. The Dow shed 90 points to close at 36,398, while the S&P 500 dipped by 0.3 to 47.78, and the Nasdaq was off by 0.2%, closing at 15,741. The volume on Wall Street was low, and that low volume increases the opportunity for higher volatility. Semiconductor stocks were down, as were cruise line stocks, following the CDC recommendation that people not go no matter their vaccination status. Norwegian Cruise Lines retreated by 2.6%, and Carnival lost 1.3%. On the data side of things, jobless claims came in lower than expected at 198,000. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones predicted the new claims would hit 205,000 new unemployment claims. And finally, there is this. lots of folks make healthy New Year's resolutions, and they usually include a gym membership. But this year, as virus cases again surge, many fear heightened health measures could jeopardize recent gains made by fitness facilities, which thrive on New Year's resolution memberships. At least 27% of gyms and studios have already shuttered, according to the IHRSA, and the industry's workforce has contracted by, get this, 47%. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.